Now on the screen it says here, please visit my website for the most important tool you will need to exit the rat race. Anybody interested in that tool? It's free. All you have to do is visit it. Guess what it is? A resignation letter. I'm serious. Resignation letter. If you'd like a copy, print it off, post it on your fridge. Hopefully you can take advantage of it if you're an employee. It's almost impossible to become wealthy if you're an employee. Start a small business. Buy investments. Change from just the E quadrant. Now, underneath those first five people, I would now like you to put down your dream team. When I say dream team, it's people that you would want to spend your free time with, and more importantly, people that perhaps are not in the E quadrant. So as an example, first one up on the screen is, perhaps you would say number six, I want that person to own five properties, or be a business owner, or perhaps already be out of the rat race. So if your first five people were all employees, you're probably an employee. If you want to change and get to the B and the I quadrants, you need to associate yourself with like-minded people that are in those quadrants. So who would they be? Again, somebody owns five properties, a business owner, somebody has 100% passive income. Think of some people that you can set goals for and try to meet them. And that is why I like this Cashflow 101 and 202 game. It's a great way to meet like-minded people. It's a great networking tool. And you'll see that very soon. So for the next 2 days at your breaks, introduce yourself to people. Ask people what quadrant they're in. Maybe you'll meet some new friends and associates here that can help you get out of the rat race. It's much easier to do it if you associate yourself with like-minded people that are already receiving passive income. They can help you a tremendous amount. Now to the game. One question that always comes up. What is positive cash flow? Very important concept. In real life, this is how it works. In real life, this is how it works. Your renter pays you rent, and it pays for all the expenses. At the end of the month, you have extra money. Debbie's example was $220 a month, right? That includes the mortgage payment. That's above and beyond. The renter pays for your mortgage payment, your taxes, your condo fees, your utilities, whatever. Cash flow is above and beyond all expenses in real estate. So those two ladies have passive income. What's the object of the game? Keep buying. Okay, great, let's keep going. Okay, what we're gonna do is we're gonna take about a 5 minute debriefing break. So I'm gonna teach you a few things because I'm assuming that people like investment real estate, correct? Who wants to know how to make money in real estate? Okay, I'll show you exactly what I learned from this game. This is a great tool to learn this. How many people have bought a property so far in the game? Okay, great. Wow, holy mackerel. Action takers. How did it feel? Feel good? Great. Anybody out of the rat race yet? Okay, and I'm going to go over an exact example from the game on how you make money in real estate. There's three components to it. The game is going to show you a couple components. I'm going to teach you the third as well, and I'm going to also teach you the most important. Now, with all the opportunities that are presented in the 4 days here at Millionaire School, you have to obviously know what ROI means. So what is ROI? Investment. Perfect. That's the real estate language in most situations. What does CCR stand for? Cash on cash return. Exact same calculation. One is typically real estate, one's typically business. When you get out of the rat race, not if, but when you get out of the rat race and you're in the fast track, which we'll talk about later, you're going to buy businesses, for instance, and the CCR means cash on cash return. What I want to show you is exactly how you calculate ROIs in real estate and where you make the big money. It says your condo for sale, 2BR, 1BA. That means two bedroom, one bath. It says nice 2-1 condo available due to marriage of owner. Bad area needs work. So there's an opportunity for somebody. But I only say that it's an opportunity if you look at the numbers. Only important by looking at the numbers. So this one says 24% ROI may sell for $45,000 to $65,000. The ROI is 24%. Who's happy with 24%? Okay, what if I could show you that when you buy real estate, it's almost always double that? All right? Okay, we're going to show you how it's always almost at least double the original just cash flow ROI. So the way you'd calculate that is it says here cost is $50,000. Mortgage is $45,000, Down payment is $5,000, cash flow is $100,000. So the key numbers there you have to focus on is down payment and cash flow. So number one calculation says monthly cash flow, which was how much? 100 times 12 is $1,200. Divided by your down payment, which was what? $5,000. It's going to be 24%. Okay, that's one component. Second component, when your renter gives you the rent check, it pays for all the expenses, including a mortgage payment. When your mortgage payment is paid, what two components are part of the mortgage payment? Interest and principal, exactly. And when you first buy the property, typically your interest is very large percentage of the portion of the payment. Principal is a little bit lower. So I don't know the exact number, but hypothetically, let's say that your principal reduction is also $100, just for simple math. So formula number two, monthly principal reduction, $100 times 12 equals $1,200. And again, you divide that by the down payment, or down payment could also be called opportunity cost. What's your opportunity to buy the property? 100 times 12 over 5,000. Okay, the monthly principal reduction is just an estimate. And in this example, it's $100. Okay, you'd have to find out your exact monthly principal reduction when you buy a property in real life. It's not on the card. But again, this is another way to make money in real estate. Your mortgage is being paid off by your renter. So, number one, we had cash flow. We had a 24% return. Number two, your mortgage, which is starting at $45,000, will eventually be paid off. Down each year, you pay it off. So eventually it's paid off, and you have no more mortgage. It's just that when you first start, it's only paid off at about $100 a month at a time. So again, 24% return.